Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be back. I'm sorry I was late because I had a car accident. And I'm good. For the ones who asked about me, I didn't talk about it because ma'alamana, but it was just something that fucked up my entire day. And this is why I delayed my podcast. But I'm super excited for this one because this topic you guys asked for me to talk about. And it's, I love when there's that interaction between you and me, because some of you really saved my life, at least my mental soul needed you back then, and you guys showed up and were there, and I'll be forever grateful. I love having these moments for myself, these 45 minutes by myself with that mic and just talking and sharing my experience, sharing my point of view, something that's really important to me. So you guys asked for me to talk about mental health. You guys asked for me to talk about how someone can love themselves. And I sat and I had a lot of messages from you people asking me to talk about that. And I don't know why all of you came together and asked me that. And I just was wondering, because I don't think I'm fit to talk about that. I am fit in a way where I know the tools and I know the key and I know a lot of things about how to love yourself, but I'm still in the middle of this process that is still very vague to me and very flu, because I was not brought up by people who evidently love me the way I wanted to be loved, maybe. Because they came with baggages and they didn't know how to love because they didn't know what love meant. So, and it taught me to be on that journey of seeking what love is. And so in order to starting this journey of loving yourself, you have to know what does it mean to love. I am the least or the last person to tell you what does that mean. But I can tell you from experience what I think love does to people and what it did to me. So firstly, being loved by others. Before telling you what is loving yourself mean, I want to tell you what being loved by other is and what it does to you. So whenever you are loved by the people that you love, whatever it is, your friend, your relationship, your parents, your whatever, your cousins, whatever it may be. So whenever you are loved for who you are, it means you are not judged. And this is the biggest thing for me. I don't like to judge and I don't like to be judged, because boy, oh boy, whenever I used to criticize people and be like, oh my God, I would never be put in that situation. I would never do that. I would never say that. I would never get myself into that predicament. Man, I tell you, years later, I'd find myself in the exact position doing this exact same shit. So I learned not to ever, ever point fingers at others whenever my fingers are not clean. And all of our fingers are not clean. So we are not allowed to judge anyone. Not because we're Jesus' kids, or not because it's religious or it's faith, or no, you're not allowed to judge, because one day you're going to be put in that position and you will find yourself in the same fucking situation as that person. So this person is the way they are because they have been in positions and places and atmospheres and surroundings that were not easy on them, whether it's good or bad. Sometimes people forget that other people are human. I know this sounds stupid, but if you think about it, it's true. Sometimes forget that other people have feelings the same as we do. So sometimes it gets really hard with the bullying and all of that. So again, just to make you understand that being loved by others does not mean accepting other people's bullshit, okay? You have to accept other people's flaws. Yes, flaws are things you can bury. Flaws are things that are not that important to you. They're not hurtful to you. They're hurtful to them, so you're there to protect them from themselves. Yes, sure. But flaws don't hurt you necessarily. They don't make you feel less of who you are. They don't make you feel less of how important you are or how loved you are. So whenever these people have flaws, flaws are harmless to you or to others or to surroundings. They're just flaws, and you have to accept them. But whenever you're surrounded by people who bring you down, you will start brushing yourself down. And then this is when it becomes hard for you to love yourself. So I noticed the people that asked me about, that asked me to talk about that topic, which is loving yourself, all of them have previously sent me messages about toxic relationship, toxic friendship, toxic parents, etc., and experiences and all of that. Before telling you, before the giving you the tools of how to love yourself, I want to ask you, why are you asking me to give you the tools to love yourself? Why are you asking me? What is it so hard about yourself that you're not being able to accept? And this is the hard truth, man. Sometimes people sometimes look at people and it reminds us of something that we don't like about ourselves. And this is why sometimes we hate them. Sometimes they remind us that they have something that we could never have. Whether they're prettier, whether they're smarter, more intelligent, more skillful, more talented, etc., etc. Sometimes we bash people hoping that others won't love them as much once you bash them. And this is something that comes from lack of love. This is something, I'm not telling you that you're wrong doing that, but you are wrong doing that. But I mean, I'm not judging you for doing that because I understand why you're doing it. I understand why some of us sometimes get super angry by other people because they're doing better. Because we've been taught not to be better, because some of the people around us have dragged us down and just let us sink in a deep ocean and no one fucking helped us or made us feel better about ourselves. They just made us feel worse. So sometimes when you surround yourself by people who didn't necessarily go through that and just went through life smoothly, sometimes you feel like there's something wrong with them. They're shitty. They're assholes. No, she's ugly. She's bad. No, she's not as sweet. You think she's sweet, but she's not. We try to make their image uglier so that people would think that these people are ugly, just so we would feel better about ourselves. But the thing is, I want to tell you that loving yourself comes from dissociating yourself from others, seeing the other person as another entity, not as a competition. Life cannot be a competition for you, or else you'll feel overworked. So you cannot overexhaust yourself during your whole life just to be better. Better than what? Better than who? Who are you trying to compete? Who are you trying to compete? The only person you should compete with is your past self, your current self, and your future self. This is your only competition in life. So to go back to loving yourself, why do you want to love yourself? Why is it you think that you don't love yourself? Is it because someone else asked you not to? Because someone else did something to you that made you love yourself less? Then if that's the case, if you've been with people that, whether it's a relationship, friendship, or whatever, if you've been with anyone making you feel like you're not someone who deserves to be loved, not necessarily say it. Sometimes if you're in a relationship, sometimes they tell you deserve better, I'm not good for you, etc. Sometimes this makes us feel worse. This makes us feel like we don't deserve love. Sometimes it's not necessarily people telling us straight to our faces that you do not deserve to be loved that makes us feel useless. No, sometimes people are toxic in a way where they push us away and tell us that we deserve better and that better is out there and that the choice that they have made, that is them, is not the right one. So you fucked up by choosing me. Go find your love elsewhere, all right? Don't love me. We spent 6 to 8 months together every day. Please stop loving me. You deserve better. I'm not good for you. This is something that is toxic. This would make you feel less loved. This would make you feel like you don't deserve to be accepted in someone's circle. Someone that you've spent 8 to 6 to whatever, to 9 to 10 to... whatever month with, even if it's a week. Sometimes people make us feel so good about ourselves for a day or two. And then whenever they do that, it feels like a heartbreak. And it is a heartbreak. I'm telling you, man, it is a heartbreak. It is as aching and as hurtful as a relationship of 6 to 8 years. It's just about the intensity of things, the dynamics. So dynamics are the most important things in a relationship or friendship or whatever it is. All kinds of ships, yani. So dynamics are important, the intensity, the connection that two people have. So it all matters, all right? So for you to come to me and ask me, how am I supposed to love myself? I can't tell you that. It's you. If I have to tell you how to love yourself, you'll keep on listening to people telling you what to do about yourself. You shouldn't. But I have to tell you this. This is what I'm going to say, and this is the only thing I'm going to be talking about, and this is the only thing that I'm going to tell you. In order to be on that path of loving yourself, you should stop seeking validation from others. No one on this earth could ever love you the way you would ever love yourself. And when I say loving yourself, I'm not saying like being vain or cocky or whatever. No, this is not what I'm talking about. You're not rude. This is not loving yourself. You're not rigid. Pushing people away is not loving yourself. Being mean to others is not loving yourself. Being an asshole, protecting yourself in a way that is aggressive to others, this is not loving yourself. To love yourself is to let go of all the bullshit that has been in your life. Let go. Let go of it all. Process them, understand what they are, let them through, feel them, feel the pain, grieve, let it go. Let the shit go. You will feel so much better after that. So once all of these words, all of these actions, all of these, every single situation you've ever put in that bashed you down, you let it go and you learn from them. So now what it is, it's مثل المصفية. So you put the water in and you just move the مصفية and all of the shit comes out. And then the good stuff stays. So the lessons, the memories, you've grown. You're a better person now. You know better. You feel better. So now you are more able to understand people because you've been through that. But you are not supposed to relive these emotions every single day of your life and then create a habit of you telling yourself the same things that the people around you hurt you with. Because sometimes whenever someone around us keeps on telling us hurtful things, we get to the point where we start telling them to ourselves. This becomes our inner monologue. So you have to stop that. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and not see a perfect face and not see a perfect body and be okay with that. You are not those Instagram models on Instagram, and it's okay. And it's more than okay. You are perfect. Not because I don't even need to see you to tell you that. I don't even need to know you. Why are you perfect? Because in French, there's a beautiful saying that I love. It's, il faut de tout pour faire un monde. We need everything and all kinds of people to make Earth, to make a world, to make a universe. So I'm not being poetic again because I'm not poetic and I'm not that kind and that sort of girl. This is not who I am. I'm very pragmatic and I like solutions and I like someone to give me technicalities. So this is what I'm going to do to you. So what you should be doing, no matter how hard it is, leave these people that are hurting you. Even if they're not hurting you intentionally, even if they're not hurting you and I always feel like society has put a book for us. If they're not doing all of these things, that they're not toxic, then they're not hurting you. Then you need to work on yourself. Then it's your problem. Then you have to do this and you have to accept. No, there are no rules. No one has the right to tell you whether or not you have the right to feel pain, whether or not you have to feel ache, whether or not you have to feel worthless. If this is what you're feeling, then this is what you're feeling. Own up to it. And this is the first step to loving yourself. Loving yourself means you self-validate. Yes, you didn't mean to hurt me, but guess what? I'm hurt. This is what I'm feeling. Deal with it. Be with it. Validate me the way I'm validating myself or else I'm out the fucking door. What I'm feeling is true. Sometimes we're surrounded by people that make up shit, that make up emotions, that make up just moods of themselves and come to us and nag about it just so we can be there for them. And whenever we need them, because we're sinking deep in our fucking useless thoughts, they're not there, all right? So this is another heartbreak. This is another ache of ours that sticks to us because we feel no one's ever going to be there. But guess what? Yes, no one is ever going to be there for you. You will always be the only one who's going to be there for yourself. Understand that. Enlighten yourself with that fact that you will forever be the only human there ready for yourself. No one. People will love you, sure, but no one will ever love you more than they love themselves. No one. Not even your parents. Trust me. Trust me. So at the end of the day, what you have to do is keep your circle small. Always do that. Your close circle, best friends, the closest it is, the better. Always keep your circle small. Keep yourself in check. Whatever you say is valid. Whatever you say is true. It doesn't have to make sense. This is what you're feeling. People always need proof nowadays, screenshots, receipts, or whatever. People always need facts. No, whenever it's emotions, you don't need facts. This is what I'm feeling. Trust me when I tell you that this is what I'm feeling. There's a problem of trust going on around right now. There's a problem of believing one another. We feel like everyone's lying. We feel like you're doing that for attention. Attention is fine. We all want attention. Yes, I'm an attention seeker. So what? Why isn't it an insult? Why is it that now the generation of Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube and all of that, where you're always exposed, yet the paradox of it all, being an attention seeker is an insult? Dude, we all have all of these platforms. So we're all seeking attention and it's fine. Everyone wants attention. We all want to be pretty. We all want to be kind. We all want to love. We all want to be in love. And we all want to be loved as well. So the things that I did when I didn't love myself, I'm going to give you pragmatic stuff. So I'm going to give you things that I would have back then wanted to hear. Someone to come and be like, you know what? The journey for that. Those are the tools. So this is it. First, 1 hour a day, you keep it to yourself in the meaning of physically yourself. You ask, you train your body like a dog to listen to you, what you say to it consciously. So whenever you talk to yourself consciously, you'll hear yourself talk in your head, all right? Not unconsciously when your mind wanders and starts going by itself in its inner monologue and whatever and hurting yourself, etc. No, no, no. Remove all of that and consciously say to your body, you're going to go, you're going to do 1 hour of a workout today. Every day you go and you walk for 1 hour. Trust me, it will change your whole life. Do this every day. Every day, go walk for 1 hour. And while walking, I want you to think about what you like, what you not like in everything, every aspect of life. Food, friendship, all of that. Think about these things. Get to know yourself. These are the two things I'm asking for you now. Go on a walk, and while walking, put some music on and think about everything you like and everything you don't like. And this list is your list that you will walk with through life. And every day, this list will be updated, upgraded, changed, modified, because every day you'll get to learn new things about yourself. You're going to start liking things you didn't like back then. But today, I don't like this word. I don't like hearing this word. So when whoever is going to say that word to me, I'm not going to accept it. So this list is you, and you don't settle for less. This list is everything. The rules that you put for yourself, you don't move from. No matter how much you love the person, this list is your sanity. This list is what's going to get you through life. This list is what's going to get you through success. This is what you like. Those are your rules. Those are your principles. And you make them very clear to the person that you're going to meet next. But you don't go into a relationship without this list. This list of what you like, what you not like. Who you want to be, who you don't want to be. Who do you like, who do you not like? What is your end goal in life? What is your dream? You don't have one? Fine, I'm in a journey of that. Am I an adventurous person? Am I not an adventurous person? So during that walk, 1 hour walk, you'll get to meet yourself. And by doing that, what are you doing? You're getting to accept yourself. So what are you doing? So whenever you meet a person and you fall in love with them, they start telling you about their ugly past. They start telling you about some shitty things about themselves and all of that. But you start loving them even more because you're getting to know them. You're getting to know them even more. They're letting you in. So this is why you create a connection with them, because this person opened up their pores for you. But when you don't love yourself, it means that your pores are closed up on you. So you have to do the same exact process. You have to get to know yourself again. Go on that walk 1 hour, put some music on, and get to know yourself. Okay, and so now, let's say we did that. And it's going to take a month or two, but every day you're going to come home and you're going to feel relaxed. Relaxed. And please turn off your phone while doing that. Don't be on Instagram. Don't let anything distract you. Let your friends wait for a bit. Let your friends, I don't know, whatever, whoever is texting you, let them wait. It's okay for people to wait. We are so used by Instagram and WhatsApp and unread, whatever. You are busy with yourself. You're busy fixing the mistakes that other people did to you, and it's fine. Let them wait. Let other people wait. And if they cannot wait, let them go, because these people don't deserve you in your life. The people, we were always so scared of people leaving. If they leave, they're going to leave eventually. Let them leave now. Let them leave now. Much better. So once you go home, you're going to feel much better about yourself. So let's say, let's fast forward until for a month or 2 months later, when you start getting to know yourself more and more. So now what you're going to do is, now you have some valid points about yourself. Now you know things about yourself. Let me tell you about me. I'm going to give you something. So during my walks, I used to think, who am I? What am I? What am I searching for? What do I like? What do I not like? And I couldn't find anything. I didn't know myself anymore at all. Literally, it was all blank. So I started with the little things. I was like, you know what? Let's start small. Baby steps. So what do I like to eat? My favorite food is seafood. Do I like to cook? Back then, I thought I didn't know how to cook. Now I love cooking. It's one of the best things for me because it meditates me. And it brings out food and it brings up warmth and it brings up so many tasteful things to life, which I love about cooking. So I got to know myself. And so with that information, I was single, mind you. With that information, I sat and be like, who do I want to spend the rest of my life with? Do I want kids? Do I want a family? What do I want? Do I want to be an actress all my life? And I started figuring out answers. Big ass answers. Now, with all that information, I went out into the world again. I was hibernated for a year, guys. You don't have to do that, but I couldn't. I couldn't function anymore. It got really serious for me. So I went into the world again, and now I was calmer. I was quieter. But now I knew what I wanted. I was loving myself. I knew that sometimes I'm aggressive. I know that. I know that sometimes I can go crazy and ballistic, but because I'm emotional, not because I'm unfair or unjust. I know that I'm always fair. I know that I don't hurt people intentionally. I know that I try my best and do my best to help people. I know that I'm someone who's very sensitive. And all of these are who I am today. And I'm okay with that. And so in order to allow someone into that circle, they have to know my rules. Now, if you're going to lie to me, I'm going to leave. If you're going to hurt me intentionally, I'm not going to stay. I'm not going to be able to stay with you. I'm going to forgive you one day, but today is not the day. So know my rules. I respect myself. I respect my time. Now I'm reading a book. Please don't talk to me. Everyone out. Now it's me. So you'll realize that you'll start loving your alone time. You'll start loving being by yourself, reading your books, educating yourself, listening to music, showering. It was just, every experience is just different now, because now you get to choose your moments. You get to choose that today, I want to sit with that friend. Today, I want to go do that. Today, this is what I feel like doing. My friend feels like doing that. Do I have a problem doing that? No, I don't. Then I go. Yes, I do. Then I don't go. You do sacrifices, yes, in life. Of course you do sacrifices, but you don't do sacrifices that depend on yourself or on your or on your mental health or on your physical health. You don't. This is a red line. You don't. If you're too tired, you are too tired for anything. If you're too sick, then you're too sick. If you don't feel like it, then you do not feel like it. You do sacrifices to help others. You do sacrifices and compromises for the ones you love, of course, but not at the expense of your personality and your character. You don't remove parts of yourself, throw them in the backpack just so the other person could love you or stay with you. You don't do that. If the other person can't love you the way you are, then the other person does not deserve you. But this process takes time, all right? It takes time, and it needs a lot of alone time, and it needs a lot of solitude, and it needs a lot of meditating. Meditating is not in the sense of putting a classical music and just sitting and all day. No, this is not meditating. Meditating means sitting by yourself and just not being distracted all the time. We're constantly distracted by social media. There is always noise around us. We feel tired by the end of the day because TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, then the news, and our mom knows that. And it's just everywhere. The news is all over our life and our privacy. It's everywhere. You can know what the other person is doing in a matter of a second. There's no mystery anymore. There's no, just let go of that. Try to disconnect a little. This is what I'm doing. I disconnected a lot from Instagram recently. Quarantine taught me that. Because this constant urge of listening and getting to know the news and what's happening around the world, I feel overwhelmed. I'm drained. Now there's notifications for Twitter that send me actually to my phone the sad news and the bad news and the horrible news. Why? Why am I supposed to live with that? Why? There are so many horrible things in the world, I'm sure. And I want to help as much as I can, but I can't help everyone. I cannot. I cannot be the savior of every single human in this world. I need to start by myself. And if I can't start by myself, then I could never help others. Listen, guys, you could never be there for someone else if you're not there for yourself first. You first, then the other person. This is why you have two hands. One to hold yourself and one to hold someone else. So don't ever put yourself in jeopardy. You are your most treasurable thing that you ever owned. All right? Don't put that second, man. Put that first on the top of the list. People come second, man. Always, always second. You should never feel proud of yourself telling that I love this person more than I love myself. This is not something to be proud of, ever. You put yourself first. You put your own priority, your dreams, your goals, your principles in life, your rules. This is what you like. You like this, you don't like that. This is who you are. Always be honest, guys. And in all of that process, be always as honest as possible. As honest and as transparent as possible. When people ask you about yourself, tell them who you are. Explain to them. Not who you dream of being. Who are you today? Let people see your growth. Let them be a part of that. Trust me, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful experience. Don't overpressure yourself with images that does not resemble you. This creates pressure. This won't allow you to love yourself anymore because now you're just looking at that image and be like, fuck, I'm never going to reach that. You're never going to reach that image that you have in your head. Instead, what you have to do is look at yourself in the mirror. Yes, I gained 9 kilos during quarantine. And I'm loving my curves. I swear to God. I swear. Who am I supposed to swear by? I don't know. I swear on my health that I'm loving it. I'm enjoying these curves. I'm enjoying my new body. I'm enjoying my growth, my change. We're like trees. We go through changes and it's okay and it's fine. Accept that. Be like water. Shape like water. Water takes every shape you put it into. If you put it in a jar, it takes the shape of a jar. So this is what I'm telling you. Be like water. Love yourself in the sense of accept that the image that you have and who you are different. But then who you are is so much more real and raw and honest and true and so much more prettier because it's colorful. The image that you have is just a 1D picture. Is it 1D? Yeah, it's 1D. Yeah. Our picture is 1D. I don't know. I don't understand all of that. But it's just a picture. Pictures are just things that you touch. If you touch a picture, a photograph, it's a photograph. It's paper, right? But you, You have baggages, you have a past, you have colors, you have auras, you have energies. You listen to music, you feel with others, you feel with yourself, you enjoy. There are so many pleasures, whether it's physical or emotional, that you experience. This picture that you have of yourself is nothing. It's just a fade. It can be burned in a second. Another girl or guy or whatever could come and put the picture above yours and just erase you. But who you are as a person, who you truly are, the core of yourself, can only become if you are true to yourself and honest. Be honest. This is why most of us, some of us, and a lot of us are closeted homosexuals, because people are not true to themselves. They've spent years, not knowing what's frustrating them. Because instead of listening to themselves, they're listening to others. And the only way you can listen to yourself is when you silence the world. You demand silence. You turn off that phone and you just sit by yourself with that book of yours. You go on that walk. You go with your friends and walk. Just shut up that phone, that TV, all of these electronics. Shut them up. Spend time with people that grows you. If you're the smartest person in the room, you should leave that room. Always go on that walk. Get to know yourself. Loving yourself comes from accepting yourself the same way you accepted other people. You look at yourself and you're fine. You're fine. You're going to do good. You're going to be all right. We have this overpressure on our shoulders, always making us feel like we're not going to make it. We're not up for it. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this girl. Look at this guy. Look how better he is. Look how smarter she is. Shut it up. Just shut up. This is the dream of yours. This is who you want to be. And this is what you're going to get. But you have to fucking work hard for it. While sleeping, while you're out there sleeping, there's someone out there working their ass off. Their ass off every second, every minute of your day to outdone you. If whatever you're doing, whatever you want to be, needs to be more important than anything in this world. Your success, your career, your relationship, your friendship, anything that has to do with you needs to be first. Fix yourself, then fix the world. All right? And I'm here, and I'm just like you, and I'm getting to know myself, and I'm trying to love myself, and I'm not accepting anyone to walk over me. No one. You walk over me, I'll punch you. I can cut a bitch who can ever come close to me and hurt me. No one does that. You put limits. No matter how much I love these people around me, there are so many people I love that I let go over stuff that to them maybe does not mean anything, but to me it does. It hurt me deeply. You did it on purpose and you hurt me. Then you have to go. I'm sorry, but you have to. Maybe later, if you change, if your character changes, if you are aware of what you're doing and work on it, maybe then we can reconcile. But for now, I just need my distance. And this is what you should do. Never settle. Put yourself first. Go on that walk. Do the list that I told you to do. Sit by yourself. Before sleeping, close your phone. You have 30 minutes. Sit by yourself. Not on the phone until you fall asleep. No. The first moments of your day and the last moments of your day are supposed to be by yourself, to yourself. Not on your phone, not to others, not to anyone. It's to you. You say goodnight, you sit, and you sit by yourself. You do whatever the fuck you feel like doing. You watch a movie, you read a book, anything you want. But you don't fall asleep holding your phone. This is something that you're teaching yourself that's really, really wrong. You first. You have to adapt that you are the most important thing for you. I'm going to keep on talking about this subject, guys. And these are really important to me and to all of you, I guess. And we're all in this journey together. Don't make me feel like I'm preaching. I beg you, I'm as scared and as terrified as all of you are about everything, the future, your health, everything, relationship, friendship, who you are, whatever you're feeling, I'm feeling too. So don't make me feel like I'm preaching or anything, but I'm really passionate about all of this. So the next episodes, I'm going to have other people with me. I want them to share and be as raw as I am and as transparent as I am with you. But in the meantime, love yourself, because without knowing all of you, I love you. I love you because you give me energy. Because just by listening, just by this stupid act of listening to me, I am able to be myself. I am able to be surrounded by honest people. I am able to get up in the morning, shower, get dressed, and come here and talk just by listening. Just by simply listening, you are giving me a voice. And this is what's important to me. This is the most thing that's important to me, to have a voice. If a tree falls in a forest and no one hears it, then the tree didn't fall. So this is exactly what's happening. You guys are listening in masses, and it's shocking to me. And I don't know what to say, honestly. The saying thank you and all of that is just stupid for me. But I just need you to understand how grateful you make me feel. And everything makes sense now. The pain, the aches, the struggles, all of that, it makes sense to me now. You make sense. And I don't know what to say other than thank you, Saraha. I can't find any other word. But I really want you to stick around and just wait up for the next podcast that are going to be with other people and people that I love, people that I have so many questions to ask. And so, yeah, I love you and thank you for listening. I hope it's not that long, but I love you and thank you so much for listening. And until the next one.